This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This is the last hour I'll be talking to you before Election Day begins. This is one of these moments in time where we can look back at this and see things. You know, and it all becomes sort of a relative thing because everybody's like, well, this is the most important election ever. And it is. Because now we're at a crossroads. We're at a crossroads where the country is lurching towards the left, towards socialism. Not most of the country, just the parts of the country that wants to run the country. All of the coastal areas where the enclaves of the elites are, where they want to sit there, and they want you to believe that the earth is going to become a, you know, large burning ball of fire here just about any old day. They want you to believe a whole lot of things in order to give them control of your life. And when they take control of your life, they want control of your money. And then when they start doing the things they want to do, they need to have control of all the guns because we're not going to stand for some of the stuff they're going to be doing. Because you can already see the COVID-19 thing was a really, really good eye-opener because they were picking winners and losers. You had in Michigan, it was okay to buy dope, but you couldn't buy, you know, certain things at Lowe's. You could buy liquor, but you couldn't buy, you know, you couldn't go to the gym. They were out there picking winners and losers of businesses. And this is, and they were just basically making it up. And why wouldn't they want you to be drunk and stupid? You're more compliant that way. They want you compliant. So if you're out there and you're sitting around and you're thinking a lot of this is just rhetoric, understand this. In the last election, among the two major candidates, there was only less than 130 million votes cast, and I think there's 90 some odd million votes that have already been cast. And we haven't had Election Day yet. This is going to be a big voter turnout because people understand what's going on. Now, for the left, the ones that are turning out for the left, It's sort of interesting because right now on the left, the rank and file people on the left are convinced that Trump is a racist. Trump is hate. He's divisive. He's this, he's that, and he's the other. And if you support him, by extension, you too are that way. Now, if you are a racist and you're snatching children from their parents' grasp, if they come into the United States running from trouble and seeking asylum and all this other stuff, when you think about this, they've got to do something about that if they really believe it. But they don't plan on really doing anything about it because they think if they vote and change things that Biden's going to say, you know, it's like when Obama was elected. He got out there and said, now the oceans are going to cease to rise. The other thing they're saying is that Trump should have stopped the virus. How does anybody stop the virus? Which nations that did everything that every other nation did stop the virus? The only nation that did not do everything that every other nation did was Norway and other parts of Scandinavia. And they're up and running, right? They're up and running, or was it Sweden? I can't remember. It was one of the two. But they're up and running and going, and that's because they approached it looking for herd immunity. If I had not already had COVID-19, I would find someone, preferably a pretty girl, and I would hope she would have, you know, She needs to have COVID-19, and I would kiss her. Notice how nobody's talking about flu numbers. Nobody's talking about pneumonia numbers. Nobody's talking, and pneumonia is one of those things that once you get it, you can get it often. Take it from me. Nobody's talking about those numbers. Nobody's talking about bronchitis. Nobody's talking about a cold. Although they are saying something about getting a flu shot. All of this stuff you've been hearing was meant to either get you to vote by mail or not to vote in person. Because if you vote by mail, then there's no record of it until it's actually checked in, and that can be easily disposed of. Which we've seen some of this stuff happening. We've been seeing postal workers getting rid of ballots. Like we all said they would. But like I said earlier, out of 14 cases that have been brought into the various courts about how long these people get to count these votes, because if you logistically trying to pack a ballot box and get rid of ballots is not that easy of a thing to do. And if you got people watching the counters and watching the ballots coming in, which places like Pennsylvania seem to think, we're not going to let you in here to do this, Republican Party. Okay. Because I'm not sure we need Pennsylvania to win. But we'll see. Pennsylvania might fall because Pennsylvania has been told we're going to kill fracking. Your guy did that, Philly. Your guy did that. He's the one that's going to kill Pennsylvania as far as going to Biden. But we're at this moment in time where the next 36 hours is going to be a crucial moment on what you do. And all you have to do is go and vote. That's all I'm asking you to do. Go and vote. I'm not even asking you, if you want to be heard, if you want to shape the country, then you have to do your one part to it. This is not actually the only part. Because once you have voted, let's say Trump wins, which he's going to win, that means nothing because Trump won last time. And he's been fighting the deep state. He's been fighting a bunch of never-Trumpers, a bunch of Republicans in the House that the first 2 years he was in wouldn't do anything he said he was going to do. They didn't help him at all. All of these guys that quit, like one of my, I've interviewed Trey Gowdy many times. And when I asked him one time about Obama doing something, he told me, well, he can't, right? And, well, if he does it, though, and it actually goes into action, then what? Which I didn't get an answer for that. And then he was asked very recently why they didn't defend Trump when they were talking impeachment talk and everything while he still held the House. And he didn't have an answer for that. Nobody ever got out there and publicly said, we're not doing this. They can talk all they want. They can yammer all they want to like a bunch of howler monkeys. We don't care. We're just not going to do this. We got other stuff to do. This guy's duly elected president. Done. They did nothing to stabilize the president in those 2 years. Paul Ryan is a disgrace. And despite all of that, Trump moved the chains. He's bringing peace to the Middle East, which, quite honestly, I'm astounded at because I just thought that the very best we could hope for would be to leave them alone and let them kill each other. And he's bringing peace to normalizing relationships. He's not getting us involved in a bunch of idiotic wars, which, deep state likes idiotic wars. And if you've sat around and said, well, I want this and I want this. This guy's going to bring it, but, he's none of the things they say. You are none of the things they say you are. All I'm asking you to do is take tomorrow and get up and go vote. And we'll deal with what comes after that. Because what is going to come after that, and we'll go over some of those things in the remaining parts of this hour. But what's going to come from that is going to be an electoral thumping, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exne family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Hoping that we don't have to do that later on this year or next year. Hope we don't have to lock and load. But be prepared for it. Now, with the 2020 presidential election nearing the corner of mayhem and catastrophe, most people have made up their minds. Many millions have already voted. It's over with for them. Now all they get to do is watch. With the social and professional isolation affected by the government response to COVID, social media has become an ever larger influence, and unfortunately, they have decided to arrogate to themselves the role of censors-in-chief. And from this perilous perch, they have opted to pursue a blatant agenda of pernicious interference and distortion. Egged on by the bloated, fevered egos behind Google, Twitter, and Facebook, a growing army of trolls are sprouting like dandelions in springtime to insert themselves into any discussion of the election, to promote progressive ideology or criticize Trump's every action, real or imagined, and particularly every tweet. This is what I was talking about. Somebody told me the other day that Trump had enriched himself while in office. How? Presidents don't enrich themselves while in office. They start getting rich after they leave office. Okay? With the possible exception of the Clintons, of course. Because Hillary was out there, you know. She was making money hand over fist. It's appalling to see how many people are influenced by such manufactured and mass-produced propaganda. No matter how absurd, such as that Trump has murdered hundreds of thousands by ignoring COVID. So, this is my last-minute voting advice for anyone who has not voted to spend some time looking at a very simple fact. Ultimately, neither Joe Biden's supposedly affable and grandfatherly demeanor nor Donald Trump's supposedly crass personality and mean tweets, none of this matters. What is important are the policies pursued in fulfillment of promises made, along with platform positions that the two candidates and the respective political parties embrace on the issues facing the country. All else is just sound and fury signifying nothing. In the face of personality differences and press distortions, the public must focus, single-mindedly, mind you, on the two very different agendas of the two candidates and the two vastly different political platforms of the two parties on key issues. Like Pastor Gary Hemrick, he put a video on YouTube. He's the Leesburg, Virginia Cornerstone Chapel. He preaches an election sermon every 4 years. And the Reverend Hemrick presents an excellent compilation of facts about the historic importance of religious voices in politics and excellent documentation of the two major party platforms. For me, the big issue is freedom. Right? Freedom, just pure freedom. And it takes many forms. Religious freedom, freedom of speech, all that kind of stuff. Far too many people are seemingly unaware of the threats undermining religious freedom and the freedom of speech in this country today. Even with the riots and looting that have decimated many American cities this spring and summer, too many are not connecting the dots and are falling for the mostly peaceful protest line that the media and the Democrats are promoting. And kid yourselves not, if it comes to you, you will see the difference. You will see the difference. The political correctness movement has declared that people cannot speak truth about current events. Only certain approved perceptions can be spoken. Facts are irrelevant. There is your truth and my truth. Perceptions of an event or incident become the fact, regardless of further investigation or other information that shows that distortion has occurred. Such as when a person with a history of violent actions charges the police with a knife in hand and commits suicide by a cop. For example, silence, even, is forbidden. You have to agree with them. And if you refuse to agree with them and stay silent, according to the social justice warriors, you are racist. And I tell you no. We must vote to preserve freedom of speech and freedom of religion for all Americans. From that is the basis, the foundation from which everything springs. The choice is clear that Trump and the GOP platform promote both of these cornerstone freedoms, while the Democrats and Biden want to silence those who hold a conservative religious value in their personal life and in the public square. Then there's the social issues, you know, marriage, family, sexuality, life, individual responsibility. There's no way to exaggerate the differences between Trump and Biden on those issues, with Biden and Harris leading the way. The Democrats have staked out far-left progressive positions on these. Biden has gone so far as to endorse transgenderism, recommending that kids as young as 8 years of age be able to choose their sexual identity, despite the fact that transgenders increasingly want to revert back to original gender after they have that surgery. On the life issue, the Democrats increasingly are endorsing abortion until actual birth. Margaret Sanger the whole way, the Nazi cleansing, if you will. Even saying that it's okay after birth if the baby is unwanted or has problems the parents don't want to handle. Did you just picture what I just said? A baby laying on the table the parents don't want or has problems the parents don't want to handle. You can abort that baby. It's in the air. We call, you know, I call them people. Grandchild. Child. Somebody that can look at another human and make that distinction and just see problems and say, much better for me that if I don't have to face this. Can you handle this for me? My body, my choice. And walk out the door. Maybe they have some sort of a coupon for a cup of coffee they want to go get. Because, you know, I'm sure that's, you know, rough stuff. Going through something you didn't want to go through. And doing this because you don't want to be responsible for your own actions. Trump didn't kill anybody. Trump doesn't advocate killing anybody. He's kept us out of wars. You know, COVID, there was no way for him to shield us from COVID. The economy is roaring back. But all you have to do is look past personality, look at their philosophy, look at their platform, look what they're going to do, and look what they advocate for, and make your choice. Your choice tomorrow is very important. Go make it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are offering their closing messages to voters who may still be on the fence in the final day before the 2020 election.
We created a record 11.4 million jobs in the last 5 months, while foreign nations are in a free fall, and you see what's happening all over the world.
The former vice president sharing his hopes for Election Day.
America will be heard. When America's heard, I believe the message is going to be loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
A federal judge is rejecting an effort to invalidate roughly 127,000 drive-through votes cast in Harris County, Texas, saying he believes the plaintiffs who brought the case did not have standing to sue. USA Radio News. More than two dozen missing children are being reunited with their guardians. The U.S. Department of Justice announcing Operation Find Our Children rescued 27 children and identified the location of six others in Virginia in the five-day operation. A growing number of states and cities are bracing for potential riots and civil unrest after the November 3rd presidential election, amid warnings that social tensions could be stoked by threat actors. Federal authorities and state officials caution that Election Day and the days following could be marred by violence, widespread property damage, and long stretches of mass protests. Anthony Napolitano is a former Chicago police officer. He says enough is enough.
The hit that we took, that these businesses have taken this summer, we can't have it happen to them again. We can't have them destroyed and looted. This is an opportunist's dream right now that this election goes the wrong way so they can destroy the city.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We are, you know, if we were on a plane right now, we would be in the glide path to touching down. We're very close to this. And there's a lot of polls out there that are still doing their very level best to predict victory for the Biden-Harris ticket. For some reason, there's, you know, we're just going to ignore the whole incumbency thing, shall we? Good idea. And, you know, Biden's just going to win. That's what they're saying. So we should not feel comfortable with this, and we should definitely turn out. And here's a couple of things to think about, you know, because everything else has been overlooked. The reality is that the Democrat slash media slash academic slash tech industry behemoth has shown its willingness to get to do anything to get the Biden-Harris ticket elected. And the time for subtlety and finesse is past for us. We have to hammer home again and again a finite number of points to point out the radicalism and deceit of the 2020 opposition. The injustices done to Trump from 2016 to now, the Russia hoax, the special counsel, the impeachment, our water under the bridge, the injustices planned by the left for the American people after a victory in this election should be concentrated upon, drummed into your consciousness over and over again. So here's some questions. Why are you opposing respecting American traditions and constitutional freedoms? This is to ask the Democrats. Why do you have such anti-Americanism in your convention platform? Why opposition to the rights to assemble, to worship, to freedom of speech, to right to bear arms, to the Electoral College? Why support for open borders, for Medicare for illegal aliens, for abolishing ICE? Why support for defunding the police and then support for violent rioting and looting? Why support for packing the Supreme Court and fermenting new states for political advantage? They're even endorsing the enormities of the transgenders, where people can supposedly change their sex by flipping a switch. Next question. Why do you want to prolong the damage of the Wuhan virus to our economy? Why do you want to extend lockdowns with endless states of emergency and supposed respect for bogus science when Texas's and Florida's and other states' experiences show the economy, murdering lockdowns on business schools, do not lessen the contagion over the long term? They just extend the individual suffering through unemployment, economic suffering, isolation, and the harm to children. Number three, why do you support the Green New Deal and the presumption of man-made global warming? The gross national product would take a nosedive without lockdowns and the rest of if the rest of the Democrat program was put in place. The climate does change. It always changes. It's always going to change. And it may be getting warmer, but that does not mean that it was caused by us. Or that it can be reversed by our shedding a few centuries of human progress. Man-made climate change is a weird New Age faith, not anything remotely scientific. There was so much water stored in immense glaciers only 10,000 years ago, including giant glaciers over Wisconsin, that a land passage existed between Britain and Europe. Then it melted, and the seas rose, and the English Channel was created, and it was not caused by the campfires of the mammoth hunters. Then I'd like to ask him, how can you justify your suicidal attitude to national policy? They keep harping on the Russian danger and on the Hillary Russian election hoax while downplaying the threat of the one-party, totalitarian, tyrannical, and aggressive China. China is the unfair traitor and the thief of our technologies and industry. Democrats are even worse in their Obama-like downplaying of the danger from the mad mullahs of Iran with their unbridled pursuit of nuclear weapons and aggression against their neighbors, against Israel, and against the West in general. Why do you pursue the politics of the big lie, endlessly repeated? Concerning police brutality against black Americans, from hands up, don't shoot, to the causes of George Floyd's death, about white supremacists supposedly rioting the streets, about Trump supposedly causing 200,000 deaths from the virus, by not using the magic wand that you claim he has, but no other national leader possesses. And what about your endless repetition of the undying Charlottesville hoax about the president supposedly praising white supremacists and neo-Nazis? Goebbels would be proud of today's Democrats. I'd like to ask them why they support anti-American racial divisiveness and violence. They're always eager to create verbal constructs in which to limit our freedoms, thus their acceptance of critical race theory, about the alleged existence of systemic structural racism in America and the following spread of Maoist indoctrination sessions nationwide. Why your acceptance of the false and ignorant 1619 project designed to simply smear America? Why your woke acceptance of the Smithsonian African American History Museum's idiotic listing of white as opposed to black character traits? Marxism is a violence-loving doctrine. They see conflict and subsequent violence as necessary for the history's inevitable progress. And this has resulted in their tolerance for endless protests and the ensuing rioting and looting in Democrat-run cities and states. In June, idiot revolutionaries were eager to recreate 1917 Russia in 2020 America by pulling down the statue of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park in D.C., setting a church on fire and making moves to attack the White House itself. Black lives do not matter to the Marxist racist BLM organization, nor to the Marxist anarchist Antifa movement against a non-existent fascism. It is anti-U.S. Constitution. That's what it is. Why your deceptive offer of a presidential candidate? Because Biden is a malleable, mediocre, now senile, angry hack politician with decades of non-accomplishment and a history of personal and family corruption, a record of personal nastiness and lying and fantasy stories of personal subservience to special interests, exponential enrichment of his family through obviously corrupt multi-million-dollar bribes from China, Ukraine, and Russia. Biden is just a temporary frontman. And finally, why is your equally deceptive offer of your stealth presidential candidate? The real head of the Democratic Party is Kamala Harris. She is the one who still has all her marbles and who will become president as soon as the doddering Biden dies or is declared too senile to be president. She's deceptively presented as a black American, while she's actually a privileged East Indian Jamaican background and advanced on California politics by being a political kingmaker's sexual toy. She's surpassed her lack of principles as the California State Attorney General only by her record of being the most far-left senator since entering the Senate. And she had to beat a lot of competition for that one. Although you must acknowledge that unlike Hunter, she had her wits not to allow any video or any type of camera in the neighborhood when she engaged in shenanigans for rewards with Willie Brown, the married Democrat kingmaker, 30 years her senior. Trump could put a cherry on the cake with two promises. If reelected, he would do everything legally possible to revive the American economy by putting a speedy end to states' unreasonable economic lockdowns and make the cost-free rioting, violence, and destruction in Democrat-controlled areas stop. Then that would change a lot of things. He could promise that if he reelected, he would restore the freedoms and the rights and safety stolen from Americans by these local policies, by asking the Attorney General to look at all possibilities of federal action to restore this, by himself taking all possible action by executive order to do the same, and there's still not enough national authority to deal with problems that have become national in their efforts by asking Congress to pass appropriate legislation. Law and order reintroduced again. So these black bloc Molotov cocktail and brick-throwing insurrectionists who want to do gladiatorial combat with the police will face federal troops and federal prison sentences. It'd be interesting to see what they thought of being dressed in black orange rather than in black, huh? Although they wouldn't get the cool face masks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Last time on the firing line. Tomorrow you can take your steps to ensure that we don't get into a civil war. And even when we do that, we may still have to go to guns. But let's fight this on our terms, please. I was wanting, you know, normally at this time, In the setup, in the weekend before, there's normally a Democrat media surprise late hit over the weekend. And what was it? Normally I would know by now. It won't have been some anonymous latte fetcher announcing his identity. That was last week. It won't have been that Donald Trump, who, like every other creditor in history, settled a dispute with his lenders. It won't be last week. It won't have been one of Trump's business associates, a whistleblowing veteran and a vaguely Slavic last name, going on national TV with the receipts showing his massive and corrupt contacts with America's enemies. Because that was Joe Biden, and you might have missed it if only you perused the mainstream media. There'll be something, but, you know, we're past that now. In 2000, they sprung George W.'s DUI on us during the final weekend. Back in those innocent days, getting hammered and hitting the road was disqualifying. How quaint. Today, you can get a DUI and flee the scene and be a furry and have a stupid nickname like Beto and still be a primary candidate. There'll be something, and it will be a lie, and the Twitter blue checks will be back with the same "the walls are closing in" nonsense with which they disgraced themselves for the last 5 years. But you know what? It won't matter. They could have dropped reported footage of Trump punting puppies off the Brooklyn Bridge, and we wouldn't believe it. Now, is this because we're members of the Cult 45? Is that because we're immune to reason? Is this because we conservatives hate puppies? We hate communist puppies and strongly support their punting, but that's not the point. The point is that the mainstream media has cried Wolf Blitzer one too many times. We're not going to believe anything they say. Nothing. You can totally fake stuff. Look at what they've done. They have animated Joe Biden. They can pull off anything with CGI. Similarly, we don't believe that their manifestly fake polls like the CNN/Weenies strategy poll showing Grandpa Badfinger at plus 37... They're such obviously awkward attempts to psych us out and keep us from voting that Machiavelli would slap them for their embarrassingly inept attempt at manipulation. Since Trump came down his escalator in 2015, the mainstream media has taken any residual good will it might have had after decades of treating us like Nadler treats his boxers and set it on fire. So there's one reason. Late hit, whatever it is, won't work. The second reason is of the Democrats' own making. A whole shift ton of the electorate has already voted. I haven't, but when I do, I don't mind telling you, it's going to be straight GOP, like every American should, and turn it in. A lot of us have voted already. So no matter what the Democrats dropped over the weekend, there was only a limited number of people to affect. Because 80 million of us are too young to vote. They're children. 17 and below. So most of the people that are limited that are left that haven't voted are conservatives, since the Democrats were the only ones pushing early voting. So many of the conservatives have been adamant that we're walking into a polling place on election day and voting then and there, and we don't care about the late hits. So a lot of the independents who might have been swayed by the late hit have already cast their ballot. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the biggest searches last week was how do I change my vote? And that was about Biden. That was about Biden. So the Democrats, by pursuing early voting, neutered their favorite tactic. Oh, well. In contrast, the Biden-Bablinski thing went down a while ago, and that particular October surprise will have quite the effect, despite the best efforts of the tech fascists and the garbage media to make sure that democracy dies in darkness. Because after Trump gets reelected, tech is going to have a reckoning. That's coming. They had to try something to take people's eyes off of the 33% GDP. For example, the New York Times seems to have considered going with Trump used appreciation rules to legally lower his taxable income, but when everybody was laughing at that point, they dropped that one. They tried the COVID surge last week and it hit the market, but dropping 800 points does not have investors leaping from the ledges the way they would have before the Dow Jones was above 26,000. Maybe, after half decade of lies, they ran out. There's another possibility we need to consider. What if the final October surprise, or November 1st surprise, was about the Harris-Biden ticket? Are there new shenanigans with Hoover and whoever might come out? He is a bottomless well of embarrassment. If Oldfinger himself going to say something amazingly dumb again, like, why, yes, I plan to destroy your careers by banning fossil fuels so the pagan climate weirdos in San Francisco will be happy. Is Harris going to be caught on film trying to dance again? Who knows and who cares? Because this result in election is baked in now. Everyone knows Trump, and they either love him or hate him. Everyone knows Biden, and they either tolerate him because they hate Trump or prefer Trump because either they are conservative woke or because the thought of voting for that desiccated old crustacean is too much to bear. So, at this point, everything is academic. It's all over but the shooting, as they would say, or the shouting, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. The late hit that the media normally would have that they forgot about when they decided to pursue early voting. And what I don't understand about leftists is they forget that what is good for the goose is good for the gander. And now you see Republicans ballot harvesting in California. You've seen a bunch of Republicans going and voting early. And people like Larry Schweikert are noticing this. The totals where the Democrats are ahead are not enough to sustain because all of the Democrats are afraid to go vote in person. So, when we go out tomorrow, we're probably going out alone. With 90-plus million votes already cast. I thought about trying to vote early, but, you know, too crowded. And now, it comes down to this. It's all about putting ballots in the box now. And there will be people that have discovered a spine, and they're going to be watching them get counted. The fix is no longer in. Observation is a new thing. The GOP is back. And they're planning on going out there and taking some names. So get out there, if you haven't already done it, and vote. And if you know other people that haven't done it, get them to go vote. If they need a ride, give them a ride. And tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, when we probably won't know, maybe we will know. It depends on how gigantic this is, turns out to be. If it's as big as I think it's going to be, yeah, we'll be able to declare victory tomorrow. Without a doubt. No matter what the AG of Pennsylvania says or Joe Biden says or any of these other guys say, yeah, we don't need him to give in. We don't need him to concede to win. And then you can look at the media and say, I've got something you can hit late now, buddies. So, back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. It has been, and they want it to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.